Hello and welcome to the KE Report. Chad and Corey here, getting an update from West Red Lake Gold Mines, traded on the TSXV under the ticker WRLG and on the OTCQB under the ticker WRLGF. We are speaking today with the Vice President of Exploration, Will Robinson. And Will, it's great getting you on the show to get an update on West Red Lake Gold. We have two projects here, the Rowan property and the Madsen gold mine. We're going to be focused today at Madsen and some of the drill results you just put out last week from the South Austin zone. Now, this is an infill drill program where you're going to be defining more ounces that feed into a resource and eventually an updated economic study later in the year. But what can you tell us about some of these results? What are they telling the exploration team as you drill the South Austin zone?
Yeah, thanks, Chad and Corey, for having me back on. For these results and in this press release, it was really just to kind of highlight some of the positive results we're having in South Austin. As you said, it is a definition drill program, but the definition drilling is a really important part of what we're trying to do at Madsen for de-risking the overall deposit. And, that de-risking approach is really being focused on, the main Austin zones of the deposit. So main Austin, South Austin, and North Austin, just because we see a lot of potential in those areas that are a little bit more geologically continuous and also have very nice grades as well. And so, so these results are really just to kind of remind everybody what we're doing, just update people on some of the results we're seeing. Quite encouraging that we're hitting the zones near where the geologic model predicts them to be. So that's good validation. And we had a press release out a few weeks ago just announcing the early arrival of a second drill. So currently we have a drill in North Austin, which is doing sort of a two-phased approach. We're starting off with sort of wider spaced expansion holes, and then we'll be sequencing that right into an infill program. So we're going to be doing sort of a growth program followed by infill in North Austin in order to get that to an indicated level. And then in South Austin right now, we're currently doing definition. So all of that drilling is basically de-risking to bring that part of the resource into an indicated level. And the main goal of really fast-tracking these two areas is we're trying to get these zones of new growth and high potential into the PFS study, which we've kicked off and we're planning to have that completed by the end of the year.
All right. So with the two drills here, obviously, this is the focus for the company as you do want to build this into the mine plan early on with these two drills on site. How many meters do you think you need to put into both North and South Austin? How long will it take to get this done to get it into that upcoming PFS?
Yeah, great question. So we're going to be drilling about 18,000 meters, maybe a little less, but 18 on the high end. And that's going to be getting North and South Austin up to a level of confidence that we can integrate it into the PFS. And then from there, we're going to take one of the two drills and actually put it on the 8 zone and start drilling some of those, exciting, deeper, high potential targets that we see. We had originally envisioned getting the 8 zone drilling started off in May. But, after the really encouraging results we got from North Austin and the fact that that part of the deposit is so close to surface and near existing infrastructure and gave us some pretty spectacular grades, we wanted to make sure that we got that to a level of confidence and drilled off to a point to where we could actually bring it into the PFS, because we really see that area in North Austin and of course, this area in South Austin as well as playing a big part in the early months and even, the first year of mine production in the PFS. So we wanted to make sure that they made it into that study.
Well, Will, let's pull on that string a little bit more about this Austin area, this whole zone, whether it's the North, the Central, or South Austin, playing into the early development of a mine plan. Just to remind people, the prior operations team that was working on the Madsen mine was up in the McVeigh zone. And while there's definitely some high grade there, it's a little more challenging environment. Your team is looking at it a little differently. We've talked with Shane before about this too, that you see that the early part of this mine plan could be in this Austin zone. And then as you just mentioned, as you're drilling the 8 zone, there's some definite high grade areas there that are reminiscent of the Red Lake Gold Mine discovery of about 2 decades ago that really put Goldcorp on the map. And now that's run by Evolution Mining. But those discoveries at depth, those high grade at depth, maybe a more prospective start to mining. So maybe just unpack this whole area and how it ties into the early part of a mining sequence.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, having the ability, and the luxury to get deeper down into the deposit in some of these more continuous areas and higher grade areas really within Austin, North Austin, and South Austin is a huge advantage that we have. And so, we've been putting in the infrastructure and the development needed to access these areas and then You know, and that's really all the development that's occurred to date. I mean, it's going to be dual purpose down the road, but it's really been to get the drills where we need them to go so that we can effectively drill off these high priority areas of the deposit. And then, as you pointed out, with 8 zone, we're really excited about that zone. We want to get a couple of holes into that from underground this year. It hasn't been drilled from underground recent times, really. Pure Gold never had the chance to do that. They're always drilling very deep holes from surface, which is challenging because even though it's very high grade, it's a fairly discrete target. And so when you're drilling, you know, 1500 meter long holes from surface, it can be very difficult to hit your mark when it's such a, you know, kind of a cigar shaped, rod shaped ore zone. And so drilling it from underground sets us up a lot better. We have a couple of platforms sort of envisioned for drilling from where we can do shorter holes and have a little bit more control on the trajectory of those holes and hit our mark more effectively. And yeah, and just geologically speaking, you know, relating it to the high grade zone from the old Dickinson mine is quite interesting because it really is geologically quite similar. It's a similar depth that the high grade zone was eventually discovered. It's hosted in a similar style of rock in the ultramafics, whereas most of the Madsen deposit is actually hosted in basalts and other metavolcanics. And so, you know, the comparisons between the two zones are actually quite striking, and we're definitely excited to get down to 8 zone as soon as possible and start exploiting that. And then when it does factor into the production profile of the mine, we expect that to give us a nice boost and a step change in the production profile, just like the high grade zone did at Red Lake proper.
So Will, can we tie this all together into the bigger restart plan? When we started covering West Red Lake Gold, the 3-step restart plan here, the de-risking of the resource, the restart planning, and then the restart of execution, we're still in this de-risking of the resource, which your team said would last at least 18 months to 2 years. But we're also trending into the restart planning here where you're redoing economic studies like that PFS. So how timeline-wise is this all progressing from when we first heard about the restart plan here at the Madsen Gold Mine?
Yeah, absolutely. The definition drilling is ongoing, so we're going to continue that through the end of the year. And as we had originally scoped out, we have really high confidence that by the end of the year, we'll have at least 1 year of runway of high confidence ounces that are essentially going to be mineable inventory at that point. So we're going to be looking at somewhere between, you know, 60,000 to 80,000 ounces on the books, drilled out to the level of confidence that we're comfortable integrating those into a PFS study. And then also towards the end of this year, we will have that PFS study completed. We're working with SRK on that. And then as we, you know, cycle into 2025 and transition into the new year, we're going to be, you know, getting very close to a production scenario. We've sort of targeted Q3, Q4 for production at the mine in 2025 at Madsen. But the, you know, the drilling and the de-risking, as you say, will be ongoing. We'll be doing kind of a dual-pronged approach with the drilling where right now we're staying laser focused on North and South Austin to get those two areas drilled off by the end of June so that we have kind of a hard cutoff date for the data inflow at that point for the PFS. But then as soon as those two areas are completed, we're going to be having one drill kind of focused on, you know, near mine exploration targets from underground. So 8 zone would fit into that category, growth targets, if you will. And then the second drill will just continue hammering on definition. And we'll probably be approaching a lot of the deposit and the resource area with that and with the same way that we're doing North Austin right now, where we come into this area, we'll drill out sort of a wide space drill program. It'll be success based on the next stage. But if we see, you know, positive results from the wider space, then we'll just immediately cycle into infill and just keep building that mineable inventory for the mine. So that's generally what it looks like. And of course, along with, you know, the infill drilling, the de-risking, the PFS study that we're working on, we've got a pretty big regional program plan for this year at Madsen as well, where we'll have field crews back out doing a lot of reconnaissance work. We're going to be focused on the Confederation package of rocks, which really hasn't received a lot of exploration attention over the years, just because the Balmer assemblage was always the main focus in the Red Lake District. And, you know, maybe switching gears a little bit over to Rowan, we've got a big program planned out at Rowan as well this year. So we're going to be drilling anywhere from 10 to 15,000 meters at the Rowan deposit, focused on growth and expansion of the resource. But we'll also be drilling a couple of the other showings out there as well, like Mount Jamie. It hasn't received a lot of drilling in recent years. You know, we don't have a lot of oriented core data or, you know, a full suite of geochemical assays and things like that to work with to build up that model at Mount Jamie. So we'll be doing a little bit of drilling out there. But then again, just defining new targets across the Roan property, which really hasn't been done since, you know, the late 80s and early 90s, back when Gold Quest Exploration was out there doing some preliminary work. And I think that was for Dickinson. It was sort of the precursor exploration group for Goldcorp. So anyways, yeah, so really exciting season to come this year and then transitioning into next year as well.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of different drill targets you got going on. You got underground drilling, you got definition drilling, you got discovery drilling, you got regional drilling at Madsen, you've got regional drilling and other targets to follow up at Roan. I want to get into that point you made about the Confederation assemblage of rocks, though, because this is really what put Great Bear on the map, and it was a new interpretation of mineralization in the Red Lake area, and it really hasn't been tested, to your point, on this particular land package. So maybe just speak to the mineral prospectivity of that Confederation package of rocks, just because it could be an analog to what you were seeing with Great Bear in the recent past.
Yeah, absolutely. As we look at the Confederation package of rocks, I mean, it's not, you know, there's no issue with the geology, so to speak. And wherever you have the structure, you know, you have a really good chance of having mineralization. And the timing of those rocks fits with the timing of the mineralizing event at Madsen and in the Red Lake District. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to find, you know, prospective targets within the Confederation group. And of course, like, as you pointed out, you know, the Great Bear narrative completely changed that. And so so now going into the Confederation era, what we're seeing with the geology is a lot of, you know, the geology in that package of rocks, even just on the Madsen property, has been kind of oversimplified. But what we're looking at is the correlation between, you know, some of the surface sampling that's been done and some of these more mafic units within the overall kind of felsic volcanic package of the Confederation. And along the margins of those things, and even within those mafic units, sills and things like that within the stratigraphy, we're seeing a spatial correlation with grade in those rocks. And that just really hasn't been effectively characterized. And there's still a lot of blue sky related to that for defining new targets within the Confederation. And even just off of the Madsen deposit, about 200 meters into the Confederation assemblage of rocks, we have a number of historic drill holes that have actually tagged into a zone of mineralization that looks quite promising. They drifted out into that area from the historic 13 level. And so that's another area that we're really excited to kind of exploit and continue exploring as we move forward. It's still a little too early to hang our hat on it, but it's definitely encouraging, and it gives us enough, you know, geologic evidence that we should be looking at the Confederation for more things like Madsen.
So how should investors view this sort of exploration then? Because you do have material that should be in the mine plan, is in the mine plan. You're looking to add some more early on material to help improve economics. But with all this other exploration, how do you balance that out for investors looking at production, wanting you to get to cash flow, but then still, I guess, keeping that blue sky of some of these other exploration areas that I assume would come later on in the mine life?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are remaining laser focused on defining and de-risking the Madsen deposit, so we stay on track with our restart. But you have to continually be exploring, right? You have to be adding new things into the pipeline. Obviously, you have to be responsible and diligent with your spending. Just for a little bit of context, I guess, around that, for doing the regional exploration around Madsen, for instance, that can all come from flow-through dollars, which is a less diluted form of raising money. We're still being very disciplined in how we choose to do that. But then the, you know, the work that's conducted at the Madsen mine proper, those are hard dollars. So we kind of keep those two things separate. We try to retain as much of the hard dollars as we can, because that needs to be solely focused on the work done at Madsen. So the production work, the development work, and the drilling is all included in that bucket. But then with flow through, we're allowed to, raise less diluted funds in order to go out and do some of this earlier stage exploration. And of course, everything out at Roan is also categorized as flow-through spending. So that definitely helps.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up there. Will, it was great having you on the show to get an update on these recent drill results from the South Austin Zone. And if people want to follow along with the news at West Red Lake Gold, definitely click on the link below this interview. It takes you over to the company website to their news section. Will, keep us posted as you get more news updates and as more assays come back in. We'll get you back on the show for an update. And looking forward to our next conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Lots of news flow to come here in the next coming months for sure, with the two drills underground and kicking off up out at Roan. So we're planning to start that drilling out at Roan in early June. And so really excited to have both projects fully up and running with drills again. So thanks again.